after we lost my dad, she, every one of those children, every one of us has received a high school education, and those who wanted to go to college could have gone. Let's see, we got how many? About five or six of them who completed college. Because let's see, we got, I have a sister that's teaching school in Houma, Louisiana, a brother is teaching English in Baton at Instrumer. Mm-hmm. My older sister is a home economic teacher up at Clinton, Louisiana. A brother in the Air Force, spending now 17 years. He's, I think he was, he had about 3 years at Southern in college. So really those who wanted to could have gotten it, you know. But at the time that I got out of high school, that was a different atmosphere about education. Well, I'd say a different attitude, put it that way, because people weren't advocating education too much, you know. I mean, I'm just putting it like it really is, you know. Because, say, in 47, people weren't, you could go, son, if you wanted to, you know. And people had I've heard them mention this a lot of times, you know, that, well, he didn't want to go, and I didn't push him, you know. But I found that has been, that is one of the, I found it to be really one of the worst things we could have done, you know, for our children. Because children, I consider at the age of, say, 17, 18, a child is not capable of making decisions like that. And that's what, and I've argued with a lot of adults about that. And I guess they still have people like that who, you know, leave it to the child at too early an age. And that happened, it really happened to me. Say if I'd had someone who said, well, look, man, you need that, you know, go get it. Because I could have gotten it just like picking up a piece of paper. But I, you know, I didn't have that type of motivation. Well, like I say, I'm thinking the environment. Not that any one particular person was responsible for me not getting or say an education or, but the whole entire atmosphere of the people and the attitudes of the people, you know. You say your environment, you know. People weren't placing no emphasis on it, education years back, you know. And say like my son now, which is, my son is 20. And I said, you must, if you're going to live with me, you must go to school. And you must, unless you're ill, you're going to attend school. And that's the way I, you know, I am about it. Because I have experience, had the personal experience to know that he's not capable of making decisions for himself. He doesn't know what's good for him, you know. So you have to enforce these things. And well, the same thing I can say happened to me as a Christian, you know. Say mama would drag me to church, and I'd rather do anything than go to church. Well, I guess it's like making a kid take a bath, you know, before he learns the value of it. Well, that's the way it was with me in church. Well, okay, let's get ready. Oh my goodness, I despise that, you know. Because I just couldn't relate to what was going on. And but as I grew older and I began to learn the values of Christianity, and I appreciate her dragging me there. Because I've learned that Christianity really, without it, I just don't, you don't even have a fighting chance, you know. I mean, I've learned that